last week was like, that was so rough to get through because. Was it raining or something? Because we kept freezing.
Not that day, but it did start. It rained like every day after that.
So like, maybe, what I don't get is like, we don't live in an area where a storm should be affecting the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Where my uncle lives in Virginia, they have Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is terrible. I was like, no matter how annoying Verizon gets, remind me to never get Spectrum. My cousin went to the grocery store and someone was like asking them, they were like the promoters there. They were like, oh, what internet provider do you have? And they were like, Spectrum. And the guy laughed.
Damn.
He was like, oh, damn.
Damn. It's like rural where they're at?
No. It's like, it's a suburb, but it's Virginia. Mm. So, I feel like
mm-hmm.
It's like a little development. Like, they should have. But it's probably been the same Wi-Fi since they moved there in, like, 2003.
So. Damn.
Was there even Wi-Fi in 2003?
Or were we still doing dial-up? I don't think so. I think we were still doing dial-up.
When did Wi-Fi happen?
Maybe by 2005, because in high school, I don't remember my mom telling me to get off the internet so she can use the phone.
Right, but
you know
I
what I'm saying?
I just can't remember
exactly when. But 2003, I think we were still using dial-up. But I think by 2005, we were on to Wi-Fi. I don't remember my mom telling me to get off. Do I? I know I still had one of them big-ass computers in 2005. You know, like the big desktop computers. Like with the huge back and stuff. Like, I didn't have a laptop.
I got my first laptop that year in 2005.
Mm.
I still have it somewhere. It was a thick, like, white MacBook.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember still having a desktop, and I don't remember my mom telling me to get off the phone, get off the internet so she can use the phone. I don't remember that by then.
I remember we had a Mac with a flat screen, but it had a tower.
Right. Yeah. I remember her, like, yelling at me to get off the computer while she's on the phone. So, I feel like we...
Right. I just can't place the time period.
Yeah. It had to have been, like, around 2004.
Yes, because I would have been in high school in 2004, and we definitely started pirating music before then. I feel like 03 might have been like a Wi-Fi-ish.
Maybe that might have been like the beginning, but maybe like 2004 was when we hopped on.
From my Googles, it says 2000 to 2005 is when more than 100 million people got hooked up with Wi-Fi.
Right,
so it was like
okay.
Slowly over a five-year period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds right. That sounds very accurate. I miss LimeWire so bad. I don't miss the viruses that my poor computer had to go through. Oh my gosh, the amount of times that we had to get that thing fixed because of some shit that that I downloaded on there. But I really miss the music that we had access to.
This is probably a rumor. I don't know if it's true. But there used to be a rumor that, like, Macs couldn't get viruses. Or I don't know if
yeah.
But I used to have LimeWire, and I never got a virus. The worst thing that happened was that I got a fucking DJ cut of a song with, like, 5 million gunshots and air horns. And I'm like, damn. And then they do it in the middle of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. That was annoying as fuck. But damn, I really miss, like, the mixtapes that we could get. I miss the music that we could get on LimeWire.
Yes, there were so many mixtapes, and there were so many, like, there were DJs out there, not just the ones who tagged everything, but people who made, like, great, just, like, mixes. You know? Do you remember DJ Earworm?
I don't think so.
He eventually got, like, a website. Okay. When SoundCloud became a thing, because he would, like, tie back to there. But he used to, like, take, I don't know, like, top 40 and make, like, a mix and release it. And then at the end of every year, he'd take the number one songs from the year and make, like, a mashup.
Ooh, okay. Damn, I miss shit like that.
So it'd be like you get a little bit of everything. Some were always, some were better than others, but.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, the playlists just don't hit today like they did back then. I mean, like a handwritten, curated, burned CD. Like, that is so special. I know, like, people be making playlists all the time now because, like, we can and it's so instant. But I don't know. It just don't hit the same for me.
Like, I remember, like, listening to the radio and trying to hit record on the cassette. And trying to catch the song.
Yes.
I remember when J-Lo's first album came out. I forget what song it was, but I kept trying to catch it on the radio. Come to find out, it wasn't even her song. But I kept trying to record it on a cassette.
Damn.
And it's that just like, you had to do it at the right time. And the radio would be like, they would tell you what was coming up next after the commercial.
Yes, they would give you, like, maybe a heads up about maybe 2 or 3 songs that you know people was requesting or that was really hot. They wanted you to stick around. I haven't listened to the radio in years. I used to listen to Hot 97, Power 105, and Z100 on my way to work. I used to, like, have a real commute to work for a couple of years. That was when the radio was good.
Yes, I used to listen to the morning shows. I remember as a kid driving to school, my mom would listen to Tom Joyner in the morning
show.
My grandma took me to school, she never listened to music in the car. She only listened to 1010 Winds.
Okay.
You know how they had the little Morse code thing at the top? They'd be like,
yes.
And then they read you the
Yes, name. Yes. Okay.
My dad would listen to Z100 because that's what he used to listen to when he was truck driving. So, like, long routes, he's like, I like,
Z100.
Like radio shows.
They had good chemistry on Z100. But, so, what was that thing that they used to do? It was so funny. Like, their prank thing. Was it, like, a prank phone call? Or, like, they, like, recorded them going somewhere?
Some of those were hilarious.
They were so good. And, like, the people would get pissed off. What was that guy's name?
There's Elvis Duran in the Z Morning Zoo.
Right. But who was the name of the fool that would go around pranking people? He was, like, the fucking idiot of the show. Oh. He was, like, what was his damn name?
I gotta look him up.
He would be real funny, his pranks. He was about to get his ass beat a couple of times.
No, some people got really, like, pissed off of him.
Yes.
Scary Jones.
Scary Jones. No, it was Froggy. It was Froggy. Oh my gosh, it was Froggy. Scary Jones, I liked him too, but he was just like one of the other guys, like along with the girl Danielle or Daniela or something.
Danielle
Scary.
Manolo.
Scary Elvis and Danielle, and then Froggy, I think, was the fool that would go around like pranking people and calling people. He would like call businesses and be like, "Where the fuck is my order?" Or like, "I'd like to place a crazy order." They'd be like, "Who are you? Like, what are you talking about?"
No, Froggy, that shit is hilarious.
Yes. At like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, listening to people like lose their fucking shit.
Because why do you do that? Because you're doing it. The people they're calling, it's live. They're also doing it while they're on their way to work.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So, like,
but you
why
know
the
what?
Fuck are you calling me with this bullshit right,
right.
now?
But I'm do you know busy. What else I'm thinking about? It's the ones who would, like, prank their partners as if they were cheating. It might have also been Froggy, too. But no, or maybe it might be, oh my gosh, it might have been actually another show that I'm thinking about. Maybe this was Power 105. They would like call to see like if their partner was cheating. They'd be like, "I think my man is cheating. Let's call him and you're going to be such and such."
I think they did that. I don't know if there's a show that specifically did like only that, but I right. knew they did it a couple times because a lot of people would call in and be like, "I want to prank my partner."
Yes.
Because I remember one on Z100 where there was this guy and he called in and he was like, "I'm planning on proposing, but he was like she's being nosy and I think she found the ring. So I want you to call and say that like the ring is ready for like somebody else," and they were like, "Say somebody else's name, like it was for another woman or something."
Yes.
And this bitch went off.
I think is it War of the Roses? Does that sound familiar to you?
The title does, but not right? in that context.
Mm-hmm. It was really funny. No, them pranks, they be, like, out of control. They be getting people real fucking pissed off.
I used to switch back and forth between Power 105 and Hot 97.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, the nonsense that goes on. Like, first of all, Hot 97, this is back with, like, Cypress Sounds and Rosenberg.
Yes.
But I didn't like, I was like, why is this white man here? It just
I was wondering the same too. Yeah.
It felt weird. And then with Power 105, I was like, the Breakfast Club regularly pissed me off. Because they're dumb.
Sometimes. Charlemagne's Donkey of the Day used to be funny sometimes.
Yes, but sometimes Charlemagne is the Donkey of the Day.
Yes, of course.
And Angela Yee, nothing pissed me off more than her, because, like, you're a woman, but you really don't like other women, do you?
No, sometimes she just didn't really do what needed to be done, especially amongst those fools. We're like,
"She's
come on,
bird.
Angela, we counting on you. Look at what you're doing." They need to just retire that show. Like, just hang it up at this point.
And now they got that transphobic lady.
Jess. Just hilarious.
With the 28-millimeter eyelashes.
I used to like her when she was on Instagram and she was, like, whispering her jokes in the office because she was at work. Like, she used to be funny back then. But now, I don't know what the hell is going on. I've unfollowed her for a while now. But, I mean, she's come a long way.
I just don't think that I was ever interested in anyone who needs to put, like, hilarious or funny or, you know, a descriptor in your name. Like, mm-hmm. Your joke should tell me you're funny, not the name.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, do you think Funny Marco is funny?
Rarely.
Uh-huh.
I think the shtick is funny once or twice, but then it gets old.
Because it's like his whole thing, so it's like you know what you're going to get from him.
It's his whole thing, and then that white girl copied it, too, uh-huh. and I was just, uh-huh. I was bored by her as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's just, I know she's, it's supposed to be awkward, but she's just awkwardly awkward. Like, I'm not interested in this at all. Anyhow. Also, Wendy, also seems- of course, the Wendy show. Did your mom listen to Wendy at all?
No, that's not her.
That's not her thing. Yo, my mom fucking loved Wendy after work, bro. Oh my gosh, Wendy. I really hope she's doing well. I don't know if I plan on watching that documentary because she's unwell. Like I don't know if that documentary is the right thing for her right now. You know that Lifetime documentary about her that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you watched it? Do you plan on watching it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt used to listen to Wendy Williams, and I used to listen to it in the car when she would, like, pick me up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really gravitate towards that. I mean, that's really where she should have stayed, was on the radio. Her and Charlamagne just hang out together.
Oh my gosh, yeah, right? No, but I also liked her show. My mom used to watch her show too. My mom was definitely a fan because she followed her from the radio to the screen.
My mom went to 2 tapings of her shows. She did watch her show, but she didn't listen to the radio.
Uh-huh.
I found her to be, like, mean-spirited.
Mm.
And I think you could be funny or, like, gossipy without being mean.
Without being mean.
And I didn't like her spirit. But what I don't like now is people saying, oh, it's karma that she got karma. This is karma coming back to her. And I'm like, that's a really ugly thing to say.
Right.
You can maybe say the gossip surrounding her situation could be karma. But to say that, like, her health, mental situation, well-being, like, that's just ugly.
Because then how do you think about the same thing about, like, Bruce Willis? Like, are you saying that Bruce Willis, this is his karma? I feel so bad for Bruce Willis. He's going through something so similar, minus the financial situation. They saying Bruce, you know, it's going downhill.
I know, it's sad.
It is sad. Are you going to say that's his karma? That's terrible.
He has his ex-wife and his potato-faced children to take care of
them. Oh, not potato-faced.
They look like potatoes.
Mm. I think Demi was looking like a potato for a little bit because she got some work done and she really didn't need to, but then she got it reversed and I think they did a good job.
Yeah, was it filler? Because sometimes when you dissolve it, I'm like...
Yeah, she
got... You know who looked crazy? Courtney Cox looked fucking nuts.
Oh, no. Why do they be doing this?
You know how she was in the Scream movies?
Mm-hmm.
People were saying that she looked like the Scream mask when she had the fillers. And what made it even more apparent is her daughter with David Arquette. She's like late teens, early 20s, like she wore one of her dresses or something to prom or whatever. And so there were pictures of her with her daughter who looks exactly like she used to look.
Mm.
So it made like the fillers and everything even more drastic. Mm-hmm. But then she got it reversed and she came out and she was like, yeah, that was fucking dumb. But like, you gotta wait a little bit before you can dissolve them.
Damn. That shit is a risk.
She said someone had to come to her and be like, yo, you look crazy.
They get, like, body dysmorphia. Like, they don't see it in the mirror how they look for real.
No, although last week I was looking in a mirror and it was, like, it was a real, like, distorted mirror. I was like, do I look this wide in real life?
No, I think I have a little touch of body dysmorphia, just a little bit, just a touch of the dysmorphia, a little dose of the dysmorphia over here. Yeah, because I don't know what be going on. Every mirror be looking different. Well, every mirror be looking a little,
Yeah, but it's also about the light and the reaction time, because, like, what we see in the mirror isn't what we actually look like. We're never seeing ourselves. We're just seeing a reflection of ourselves, which is scary. And technically, it's a reflection of a reflection, because your eye is a mirror as well.
Lord Jesus.
It's scary. You know, the way, like, your eye, your brain, like, processes. Right, it's, like, mirror as well. Right. So you're seeing, like, it's like saving an image at a lower image quality and then saving it again at another lower image quality.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that I actually look amazing. Right. And what I'm seeing, right. So I'm actually like 1,000 out of 10. I actually look amazing, gorgeous, stunning.
I don't want to know what it's called when sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, yes. And then other times I'm like,
goddamn. Close
what
it.
What is happening?
Take it away. Yes, I know. I don't know what the hell that is. But they do say that there is a time of the month that women naturally feel uglier. I don't know. But they do say
you
that.
Probably
the people
look and feel your best during ovulation, which is really fucked up.
I feel like that's the time that you feel the worst, no?
Would you not look the best? Because ovulation, your body would be trying
I guess you're like glow. Wait, but some, I don't know, because
you might be bloated though.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like sometimes people get bloated. I for one, am feral. So I don't know if I look feral, because that doesn't seem attractive if someone looks like a wild. Yes, I'm like, yeah, so that's not cute. Danger. Oh, my God. Lock her up. Get her before that man come over here and fling me in somebody's yard with his bare hands. Talk about as a wild damn animal roaming the streets. So I don't know if that's how I really look. And sometimes I'll be bloated, too, so I don't know. So I don't know exactly what time of the month it is.
Well, that's interesting. Well, it's got to be sometime within those 28 days, right?
Right. At some point. But that's also really good to know that I actually look a lot better than I think I look. I'm going to run with that. I'm going to run with that.
You know what I mean? You know, I feel like you complain about your weight and then someone's like, oh no, you're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I know. I said I was fat, not ugly. Like, damn.
Right, bitch. I said I'm big backed. I ain't said I was oogly moogly. Please. Like, listen to what I'm saying. You're not picking up what I'm putting down, bitch. I said my clothes don't fit. But I didn't say nothing given about my face card, okay? That's not what I said. Is another chin forming? Yes, but that's not what I said, bitch, okay? I said I can't wear certain pants during a mealtime. That's what I'm saying.
I said cheekbones.
Right. Please, girl. Please.
Ugh, I am looking pale, though. My God.
Well, the sun is coming out. Hopefully. It's been like, why are we getting this Seattle weather? We're getting like April weather in February, but like Seattle-y, but like a little humid. It's been gray and wet and rainy.
I literally said, like yesterday, I was like, I'm tired of this bullshit. And then I was like, oh, it's not going to rain today or tomorrow. But then it's probably going to rain until May. Like,
Because usually through April.
March is rainy. April's rainy.
Yes.